like to bring the Subcommittee on Capital Construction and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means to order. February 28th, 2018 is today, and we're going to start out by opening a work session on House Bill 4038. And Amanda, that's kind of a loud rap.
Very tinny. Yeah. Can we get a new,
Thank you, Chair Hovey, members of the Subcommittee. House Bill 4038 includes several provisions related to providing services for veterans, specifically that the Department of Veterans Affairs study and report to the legislature no later than September 1st of 2018 on the progress of the Roseburg Veterans Home, study potential sites for state and tribal veterans cemeteries, and to establish a program to provide services to incarcerated veterans. The bill also prohibits the Department of State Lands from selling or destroying military medals that are held for unclaimed property. The measure previously had hearings in the House Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness on February 6th and February 15th. The Department of Veterans Affairs has determined that two permanent positions will be needed to establish the Incarcerated Veterans Program and provide services to veterans during incarceration and post-release. One existing position within the department will be dedicated to the program, and the department will require a new program analyst to position for the program, as well as additional services and supplies costs. There are two recommended amendments on OLIS. The -4 amendment to the bill establishes $136,531 in lottery funds expenditure limitation for the incarcerated veteran service officer position and services and supplies costs for the program. The amendment also adds an emergency clause. The -A7 amendment to the bill expands the definition of disabled veteran for the purpose of receiving veterans preference in public employment to include persons receiving service-connected disability compensation from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And then we can move to the recommendations of each of the amendments if you'd like.
You ready for a motion?
A motion on the A4, perhaps?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the -A4 amendment to House Bill 4038.
Senator Girard moves the -A4 amendment to House Bill 4038. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, it's adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the -A7s to House Bill 4038.
Representative Girard moves the -A7 amendment to House Bill 4038. Is there discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, A7's adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4038, as amended with the -A4 and A7s, to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Girard moves House Bill 4038, as amended with a due pass recommendation, to the full Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, we'll move that to the full Ways and Means, and who will be our carrier for that?
I'll take it.
Representative Wisnett, thank you.
And on the Senate side?
On the Senate side, who would like to?
Manning.
Senator Manning?
Senator Manning.
Senator Manning.
All right. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4038 and open a work session on House Bill 4074.
Thank you, Co-Chair Holvey, members of the subcommittee. House Bill 4074 requires holders of U.S. savings bonds that are presumed abandoned to turn over those bonds to the Department of State Lands and provides a mechanism for the agency to contact or notify the apparent owner of the bonds so the bonds can be claimed. The measure also provides a method for the Department of State Lands to take title of the unclaimed bonds in order to redeem mature bonds for their cash value, whereby the proceeds can be deposited in the Common School Fund and be invested pending claim by the original bondholder. Currently, the department holds these bonds in a paper format, and so they're no longer earning interest. The Department of State Land reports that that the requirements of the measure do not result to any substantial impact, fiscal impact to the agency, and there's no amendments to the bill.
Go ahead.
A motion?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4074. Go to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Pass to full Ways and Means.
Senator Girard moves House Bill 4074 with a due pass recommendation to the full committee on Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? wonder if I should we'll go without her for now. With no objection, then House Bill 4074 is moved to the full committee. Representative Williamson, would you like to carry that?
I would love to. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to use the word escheats, though.
Do you have a carriage for the House and Senate
floor? Eschats?
House Senator Girard.
Senator Girard would carry that on the Senate
you
side.
You want this one, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
But
yes.
In full ways and means.
Full ways and means.
Yeah, it's in full ways.
Yeah.
I'm carrying it in full ways and means. She'll carry it on the floor.
Got it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, we'll figure that out. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4074 and open a work session on House Bill 4118.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 4118 sets forth a policy of the state regarding the use of good neighbor authority agreements and provides a one-time allocation of $500,000 lottery funds from the Administrative Services Economic Development Fund of the Oregon Department of Forestry to support projects on federal lands between state and federal agencies that are signatory to the good neighbor agreements. The LFO recommended amendment, the A7 amendment, replaces the lottery fund allocation in Section 3 with a general fund appropriation of $500,000 for the same purpose.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the dash A7 amendment to House Bill 4118.
Senator Girard moves the A7 amendment to House Bill 4118. Is there discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I've witnessed some of these activities in my backyard, and it's very valuable. I hate to be spending state money on doing federal land on federal lands, but it's a way to get it done with some of the special interest groups. So I do ask, I very well support the bill.
Thank you. Other discussion? Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, the A7 is adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4118 as amended with the dash A7 amendments to full ways and means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Drobb moves House Bill 4118 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? I just have a question about what the $500,000 actually is used for.
That's a good question.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, the fiscal impact statement for the bill, which is also on OLIS, outlines the plan from the Oregon Department of Forestry, and they anticipate using these funds to do some design and implementation on internal processes of the agency to administer the federal timber sales and to train staff to conduct timber sales at an estimated cost of about $125,000. $275,000 of the money is going to be used to contract for environmental analyses under the National Environmental Policy Act to produce timber sales on federal land that ODF will then administer under the Good Neighbor Authority Act. And an additional, the remaining $100,000 will be transferred to the Department of Fish and Wildlife to add staff capacity there to develop good neighbor authority projects that benefit wildlife and fish habitat.
So do we normally use general fund monies for that kind of oversight? Is that something that's normally done for sales? I'm just kind of curious about the training that's required for ODF to do this.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, the agency, the Department of Forestry, has received lottery fund dollars in the past few biennia, several million dollars of lottery funds to administer federal forest health programs, including the Good Neighbor Authority agreements. And the current biennium, they were appropriated $3 million in the biennium on an ongoing basis of general fund to do these kind of projects.
So the receipts from timber sales don't cover these operational costs, evidently.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, that my understanding is that it is the intent of the agency to, as time goes on, to develop these timber sales to the degree that they will in fact cover the majority, if not all, of these costs in the future. But because of the nature of how long it takes, the time cycle from the initiation of the timber sale through the production of the revenue of it, a significant amount of upfront resources are required.
Thank you. So we have a motion on the table. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion passes.
Who do you want to carry that?
Carrier.
Carrier. We want Ways and Means.
Roblin on in the Senate side.
I'll carry it to Ways and Means, but Representative Bonner would like to carry on the floor, I think.
Yeah, we have that down. Normally, wouldn't we do that in full Ways and Means, assign the carrier to the floor, or we can do it now? It doesn't matter to
That's
me.
That's fine. I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait.
So, Representative Wisnant, you'll carry that one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. On the Senate side, it was
me, Roblin on the floor.
Senator Roblin, thank you. With that, I'll close the work session on House Bill 4118 and open a work session on House Bill 4137.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move. Oh, sorry, Matt. No, sorry. Not even Matt. I'm really jumping the gun here. Matt, you change.
Can you describe the bill for us?
Culture, members of the committee. House Bill 4137 authorizes the director of the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission to appoint employees to carry out the commission's charge, which is to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of state and alcohol and local alcohol and drug abuse prevention and treatment services. The bill authorizes the commission to conduct studies. It directs the director to enter into agreements with the Oregon Health Authority, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Human Services to share information necessary to carry out its charge. In addition, the bill requires the Oregon Health Authority to align its substance abuse prevention and treatment activities with this plan. And the measure has previously had hearings in the House Committee on Healthcare on February 7th and 9th. There is a fiscal impact. OAJ estimates a fiscal impact of $46,202 general fund, one position, and 0.17 FTE for the 17-19 biennium, and $892.81 general fund, five positions, and four FTEs in the 2019-21 biennium. There are two amendments. The First Amendment, the A3, removes an OHA reporting requirement, and it directs the Commission to develop preliminary recommendations for a comprehensive plan by September 15, 2018, and complete that plan by July 1, 2020. The Commission is to incorporate these recommendations into a request for proposal by November 1, 2018, and the report these recommendations and the status of the request for proposal to the legislature by December 31st, 2018. And then the commission is to review and update this plan by the July 1st of each even-numbered year beginning July 1st, 2020. The -4 amendment adds that general fund appropriation to OHA. And that's the two amendments.
Thank you. Senator Girard.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the -A3 amendment to House Bill 4137.
Senator Girard moves to adopt the -A3 amendment to House Bill 4137. Is there discussion?
It's already out.
This is no.
Is there any objection?
Oh, it's the governor.
Seeing none, the A3 is adopted in House Bill 4137.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the -A4s be amended to House Bill 4137.
Senator Girard moves to adopt the -A4 amendment to House Bill 4137. Is there discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, the -A4 amendment's adopted to 4137.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4137 as amended with the -A3s and -A4s go to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Girard moves House Bill 4137 as amended to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, measure passes, and the carriers will be.
I can take it in full.
It's the House bill.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't care. I'll carry a house.
Yeah, no, but we have to have a carrier for the Senate floor.
I'll take you.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Representative Williamson will.
The house is killerless. Look at the number of
That's because the Senate was efficient.
Would you look at all my God, it's all
for the Senate floor, who would like to carry this?
But I'll decide later.
He'll decide later.
I'll decide whether I like it or not.
Don't put too much pressure on him.
I was just going to say we have picked all our floor carriers on the House side if we wanted to go ahead and take care of that business. But we'll wait, Senator.
We're going to have to all be over in the Senate eventually anyway.
So we'll close. If I haven't done it, we'll close the work session on House Bill 4137. Open a work session on House Bill 4152.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, committee members. House Bill 4152 requires the Office of Emergency Management to issue grants for wildfire fighting equipment and training to Hood River and Multnomah counties before April 30th of 2018. The bill contains a general fund appropriation of $151,000 to the Office of Emergency Management to finance the grants. This bill was heard in the House Veterans and Emergency Preparedness Committees on February 8th and 15th. On OLIS, you'll find the -A5 amendment, which is recommended, and that transfers responsibility for paying these grants from the Office of Emergency Management to the State Fire Marshal, which is the lead agency for dealing with wildfire events.
Thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the -A5 amendment to House Bill 4152.
Senator Girard moves the -A5 amendment to House Bill 4152. Is there discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none. The -A5 is adopted. Senator Girard?
I move House Bill 4152 as amended by the -A5s to full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Girard moves House Bill 4152 as amended to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I have a discussion.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it passes to the full. And carrier to the full.
Thompson would like to do that.
To the full?
Carrier to the full committee.
He's on
Representative Greg Smith. Thank you.
Greg.
So with that, I'll close the work session on House Bill 4152. And where's Amanda? I assume we have finished our business for today.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, committee members, we're finished for today. We do anticipate that this subcommittee will meet a couple of more times over the next few days, but we have not yet set the time and place.
I'm sure we'll all be flexible to meet that time. So thank you very much. With that, I'm going to adjourn the subcommittee on capital construction.